On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Follow along. Welcome to the first Audio Whiplash in, it's been a couple weeks.
I think it's super fitting that that is the intro you chose to go with.
Yeah?
With Sarah Jessica Parker having her orgasm. I think that is due to the content of the show.
Okay.
I think it's very appropriate.
Good. Welcome to Audio Whiplash, the Tall Can Audio Network. Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, at TallCanAudio everywhere else. We're on Spotify. You can check that out. Dinks.
This may surprise you, but we're going to talk about sex. Maybe.
Baby, let's talk about you.
You and no, me. Let's not.
No.
Not
you and me.
We're not doing that.
No.
At all.
Should we start the show over? Because it's getting weird. Well, no,
coming through on the plane.
Where's my beer? That's manly.
Yeah. Coming through on the plane.
Oh, here we go. Buckle up, folks.
Yeah, no.
Anyone who caught TCS 282 the other night.
And traveling with a team, right, of dullards, younger people, air quotes, and you're like, I'm not sure what's happening to the educational system.
Did you not just tell me that my sources of irritation are just because I've gotten old?
Yeah, but I'm older than you, and I'm irritated by you, so I can only imagine.
I don't think that's an age thing. It's just me.
So we got to kill time. And so I spent a pile of time doing the category game with my kids when they were young. And so I'm like,
what does that mean? What's the category game?
You come up with a category, whatever it may be, and then you start naming things in that category. Now you try and do it.
Sounds like a drinking game we played in college.
Yeah, where you go by, okay, you go alphabetically.
1990s Dallas Stars.
Yeah, okay, sure. Sure, and then you would start with A, and you'd have to come up with one. So, for instance, we were coming up, we started with
Andy Moog?
Yeah. Yeah, but see, and if Andy Moog was a singer.
Yeah, it's got to be the last name.
It's Andy Moog. Okay. But as a player, it's Moog.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yep. Okay.
So, but for the purposes of the performers,
right,
it's Bruce Springsteen under B.
Okay.
Not Springsteen Bruce.
Right. Okay.
Anyways, that's just
stickler.
So anyways, I thought, you know what? We got some time to kill. I'm going to try to say we're going to do this with these guys.
Yeah.
Who, you know, they range between 18 and 27.
Those are their IQs.
Yeah. This is it. Honestly, as it came on. So we decided we're going to go with countries.
Okay.
Right. We trotted out countries and.
Is this the thing where the one where it ends with the last letter?
No, that's a chain.
Yeah. Also a good drinking game.
Yeah. You end up with a lot of A's and you
sure
end up with,
do.
Yeah, and
yeah.
You sort of go, meh. No, so I start with A, Australia. Matt, you go B.
Bolivia.
Yes. Okay. See, and then you work your way around the table,
yep.
Right? And you get to, holy sweet Jesus, there's some dullards.
Didn't get through the first round.
Well, we got guys going C. Connecticut? No, man, it can't be Connecticut. That's a state.
Where do you live, stupid?
Yeah, so honestly, so I'm just like, oh my, oh dear.
Yeah.
We get the cake. Somebody said Cameroon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just, I was appalled, really, by it.
Many of these people have the same high school diploma I do.
Yes, they do.
From the same institute.
This is exactly right.
Yeah.
Not me, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Not me.
No. Kay. Bob went to a special school.
Yeah. Wow. And that's saying something.
Yeah.
So we'll get to some of the ones that caused some issues with the crowd.
Yeah.
Right? As you roll through, because we did the category game. We did it. They loved it, actually. We did countries. Then we did animals. Then we did bands, okay. which was a lot of fun. It killed about 2 hours.
Does Kanye count?
It absolutely does. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Shouldn't. Not a band.
Okay. Yeah. Run DMC said a DJ couldn't be a band. Yeah.
Right.
That's how, but it's not true.
Okay.
Countries that start with O.
Ooh. Oman.
Thank you, yeah. Matt. You have the same diploma as those other guys, but you're going to move right to the front of the crowd.
Woo-hoo!
Countries that start with Q.
Qatar.
Matt, again, to the front of the class. Countries that start with Y.
The former Yugoslavia.
Yeah, okay. So there's this old lady sitting on the couch in the lobby of the hotel.
Can I play too?
No, she didn't ask. She just blurted out Yugoslavia.
Okay.
I turned and said, listen, Grandma. You have to come up with a current country.
Right. I don't know if I have one, man, to be honest with you. I'm back of the class again. Why?
Yemen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yemen.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yeah, all right. Could have been R in there somewhere.
Like new, the animal that starts with a G.
Yep, G-N-U.
Yep, see? Yeah. People are like, what?
Who made that up?
How about animals that start with X?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
X zebra.
The Xerox. How about that?
Exactly.
Can we go with that?
Sure.
Anyways, I don't know how we got onto this.
Well,
dummies, I think, was mostly what it was.
Travel companions.
Yes, flying. Anyways. Sorry about that.
Nope.
I've totally...
This would be our last night in this iteration of the TCA studio.
Moving down.
Yeah. Moving into a bigger facility. Slightly. But this has been, you know what? This has been kind of cool because our first studio was like a little fold-up fucking tent.
Piece of styrofoam.
Right. With one single microphone in the middle, we moved in here, set up some shit. We've had some cool guests in here, had some, this has been...
we've had some not cool guests in here.
Like the ones that show up every week.
Oh, wait, that's us. Damn!
But it's been pretty cool. And now we're going to move in. We got a couple upgrades coming.
Are we putting the big screen on the wall? When's that coming?
You're not happy with that 32 sitting there on the desk? Or
we need to, well, it looks black to me. We need to loop it in with some sports highlights. A little CNN right now would be good.
I don't know about that.
Come on, man.
I bet they're talking about Trump.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You could do more.
Okay. There's a lot of people asking when the video component's coming, when this becomes a YouTube show. I'm like, yes,
see,
we're not doing that. Got to put pants on and shit.
Well, and Matt and I have both taken to doing it topless too, which is good for 50%, not so good for the other 50%. And well, you know.
Theater of the Mind, folks. You can enjoy
really,
that.
And really, I think the 50% who's not enjoying the topless has actually taken the pants off to detract or sort of draw the eye away.
Yeah. Like, look at that.
Oh, my God. Would you look at that?
Oh, my God. What happened?
Well,
all right. So the next time we do an audio whiplash, we will be in the new studio. I would encourage you to head over to our Patreon page and jump on, because we're going to post some pictures and some video as the new studio gets put together. We'll have some bonus content for you over there. You've got to be the first to check out how that all comes together, because right now, this is kind of a fucking room. but we're going to transform it here over the next week or so.
Well, see, this what I'm loving about this, and I have enjoyed, is it's homey.
Yep. What's up, homie?
It's very much a little pour a little on the table for my dead homies. yeah, it's tight. Feels like it's, well, it feels like a studio, really.
It does.
If you go back and listen to those early days.
Yeah, where we're sitting inside a fucking empty septic tank.
It's true.
What it sounds like.
Yes.
And smells like.
Drinking, exactly. Drinking warm beers. Oh, wait, that's high school.
Yeah, well. So, some upgrades coming. We can't wait to tell you all about it. Check us out on Patreon.
Passing out from the fumes.
This is back to the darts game on TCS 282.
This is it. The dartists.
You can check that out at tallcaneaudio.com or on Spotify. We had a few things we wanted to touch on. I think my favorite story here, man, the one I want to get to.
Take it away, man. This is your show.
Antarctica. Seems like you wouldn't have a lot of people to interact with. You're kind of counting on the idea that if I'm going to spend some time in Antarctica, I hope the other scientists and professionals that have been sent up here with me are easy to get along with, right? Would be, you know, it feels like a lonely place. Don't you think?
See, I'm not sure. I think you and I may come down on different sides in this story.
Yeah, because you're the fucking guy who got stabbed. So we will share the initial article at facebook.com/talk.
You think I'm the guy getting stabbed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do you think I'm the guy maybe stabbing? Because I think I would stab that fucking guy too.
For sure, but you're also the asshole who would keep do it. So the one of there are some Russian scientists in Antarctica, apparently in a part of Antarctica that gets to a balmy 15 degrees in certain times of year.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Me too. Global warming, I guess. Maybe all of Antarctica's 15
well,
degrees.
And the Russians have been there since 68.
Right. Saw the Leafs win the cup and headed out.
This is the end of the world, man. We don't need to see it. This is never going to happen again.
Exactly.
I've seen it
all. Seen it all now. So there's a guy who's hanging out. Now, they do say that, you know, you spent a ton of time alone together. You're, you know, in confined spaces, a long way from civilization. But what ends up happening is one Russian scientist stabs another, and the main
Sergei Savitsky stabs.
Yes,
Boris Belogozov. Belogozov sounds Italian. Belogozov is his name.
Sounds good.
Okay,
well, let's go with those
again. Bring in the facts, Rob.
Nice. The main reason given in the article for the stabbing is Belogozov keeps fucking telling his buddy the end of every book he tries to read. What a fucking stupid. Because we all know that guy who's just a shit.
Yeah, and you're suggesting he's sitting across the table from you right now.
Absolutely, I am. Hey, I read that.
Yeah.
Check out the ending. You know Brutus is going to fuck with Caesar? Come on!
Yeah.
Ross and Rachel end up together. I'm three seasons in, or three episodes into this. Man, I don't know. President Palmer gets killed, right? Like, there's just some guy constantly standing there ruining the end of every fucking book you read, movie you watch. I'd stab that fucking guy too, man.
Ned Stark gets killed at the end of season one. What?
How many fucking things do you think we just ruined for how many different people? If you're just reading Caesar now.
Yeah, honestly, it's history, man. You know what the deal is. That's 2,000 years old.
A2 Brute.
So I think after having been with a group of people and these guys have been together, I think, for 4 years.
Yeah.
They've been together for a year now, but at other stints, they're both scientists, right? And you're...
Yeah.
I think that the reality is Belogozov is probably a douche in all kinds of ways. And so clearly if he's read...
This was the one that pushed you over the edge.
Yeah. If clearly he's read all the books, he obviously has been treating Sergei Savitsky like a dumbass. Like, well, you're just reading that now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking 1984.
He doesn't catch his whale.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then that guy dies.
Yeah. Like, honestly, man. I don't know. There's something... we all can relate, maybe not to stabbing somebody, maybe not to be stuck together for 4 years at a time, but you just know that guy who fucks up everything you're trying to. And here you are, isolated in Antarctica, and all you want to do at the end of the day is just sit down and open your book, and you walk, hey, is that, that's going to fucking end terribly bad.
Yeah, well, and that's what they said. The things to do really are.
You got two Russian television channels. Yes. Yeah, impressive.
Two TV channels. Yeah. You have a fitness room.
Yes.
And then you have the library.
It was Belaguzov in the library with the knife.
It was Savitsky.
Savitsky.
In the library with a butter knife. And as he said, he stabs him in the chest.
This is it.
And how do you feel? How comfortable are you with the idea that I've been stabbed in the chest, part of my heart is damaged, and they're going to fly me to Chile?
Yeah, well, I'd probably rather be in Chile than Antarctica at that point, but okay, only but barely.
All I'm thinking is, that is quite a commute.
For sure. I'm not going to make it, am I?
No.
I probably shouldn't have told him the end of the book.
No, this, oof. As you said, I didn't mean to kill him.
Yes. Wait, but it sounds like a Family Guy skit, man.
I wouldn't stab him in
like
the
Brian
heart.
Like Brian just
then.
Keeps walking by and spoiling the end of every fucking book.
Yeah.
It seems like such a stupid fucking thing to go to war over, man.
I can totally see it happening, though. Yeah. Totally see it happening.
Yeah, you spend that much time alone with the same person for however long. It doesn't matter if you're spoiling the end of your book. At some point, you're just, I'm sick of seeing your fucking face.
Well, you know what you need to do is you need to do what when me and two buddies live together? All disputes.
I don't think we all need to do that.
All disputes ended. If you couldn't come to an agreement, you got the boxing gloves.
Okay.
We both put on boxing gloves, and then you punched it out.
There was never a three-way disagreement?
No.
Bare fist.
Yep. Okay, that guy, you get one glove, I get one glove, you get one glove. Oh, sir, you're
I'm
a right.
Fucking fish hooking with the other.
Sir, you're a righty. Well, yeah. There's only one left. Man. Sorry, that's how it goes. I don't care. I'm putting it on my right hand. I'm just pounding you and thumbing you right in the eye. That's what has to happen. Thank no God. Sharp objects, no. Sporks all around, no knives, and boxing gloves. Come on,
know.
People.
I just keep running through classic movies, classic books, and every time you sit down, the guy just walks. Ah, fuck.
Yep.
I hate that guy.
I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
You're going to miss, jackass. Who is that?
Where were we going before the pimp? I forget the other story.
The Dutch guy. The Dutch guy who felt
farther
like.
On darts.
No. Yes.
Different Dutch guy.
Much older.
Oh, this guy. I love this guy.
Despite how he feels.
I love.
Much older.
He is 69 years old. Nice.
Yes.
And he has filed. You know, he wants the court and the country to recognize him as a 49-year-old because he feels more like 49.
And why do you got to change?
Well, he
off
says
the, off the one fun number. Why yeah. don't you wait till you're 70 and go?
Yeah, if anything, file to be like, can I stay here forever? Yeah. This is my age now permanently. He cites the case that
in a 69, my humpty nose will tickle your rear.
Not mine.
No way. I got no chance, man.
Big Jewish nose.
Pinocchio says, too big. Or, too beaucoup.
Yeah.
Oh, black, too beaucoup.
For whatever reason, he cites the fact that people are now choosing their gender. People are now able to determine.
Change their names.
Yeah. Who they are, what they want to be. And he doesn't feel like he's 69. He feels like he's 49. I love the fact that he says dating apps. Man, when you say you're 69 on a date, nobody. And it, like family members, are, then just change your name on the dating app. Well, then I'd be lying. But
I don't feel comfortable lying. I have to then remember what I lied about.
But if my legal age is changed by the government and by the courts, it's not a lie anymore. Now I am 49 years old again.
See, and when he started talking about I can change genders, I can change my name, I can do anything.
Yeah, the transgender community is going to be real supportive.
I can be who I want to be. Well, the reality is he's saying as a self-help or a – you know, a life hacker or whatever they're going with,
yep.
Right? He's saying, I have experience and I have wisdom, but people only see my age. Well, here's the deal, mofo. Wisdom and experience are gained through age.
Oh.
Right? You don't get both.
Yeah.
And the thing is, unless you're lucky enough to be born as a hermaphrodite and have both a beaver and a pecker.
That's luck, eh?
In this case, we're talking about this is a guy who wants options.
Yeah.
You don't get both. You are young or you are wise.
Yeah.
Very few. Beaver and penis or just pick. You don't get both.
You're vaginous.
Yes. Yes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, man. You can't have it all. But I have to think that there are a number of different communities that did not, like, I sat here, you know, we had Jeff in studio a couple of months ago. I love the guy in Alberta who wanted to pay less money for car insurance, so went and had a sex change. You didn't have the sex.
Yeah, exactly.
He just went and saw the doctor and
I'm
said,
like, that's a whole different level of commitment.
I identify as a woman.
Yeah.
And now I save $1,200 or whatever.
Yeah.
I fucking love that guy. Kay. Like, if that's all it takes, good for you, man. But to now take it to this is just vain, right? Like, I don't want to be 69. That's old.
And
I want to be 49.
And the reality is,
and really, why do you go there? Why not 29?
Yeah. Like, and the guy's saying, yeah, well, on Tinder and other dating apps,
yeah,
69 is obsolete or outdated or
you have whatever. Seven kids.
Yeah. And the reality is, whoever you, I don't care what your picture is.
Right.
If I'm swiping left on you or whatever your deal is.
Right.
And I show up and you don't look 49, you look every day that 69, I'm pissed off. I've been sold a faulty bill of goods right there.
Then I don't think you should even bother downloading Tinder.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
how long ago did you take that?
Yeah. Well, see, this is it, right? It's like watching an episode of 6 Feet Under. You ever watch that show on HBO?
No.
Well, the one guy, David, who's gay, he's in Vegas.
Right.
And he decides he's gonna hook up with a little. So he pulls an ad out of the back of one of the papers, and the guy shows up and he's like, "Oh my God, how long ago did you take that photo?" He's like, "Yeah, that's 10 years old." It's like, Jesus Christ, there's some serious rough trade in between. But yeah, that's the deal. You know what? Don't bring your wrinkly ass over here. I don't care how you feel. I know how you look.
To me, the best, as I circle back to it, there was a mocking of it on Family Guy where Brian, the dog, is using it. And he shows up to the date and the girl's looking across him. So you're a golden retriever? He's like, well, there's just the lighting in that picture.
Hey, judge.
Yeah, no,
judge
for
is
sure.
Totally good.
No. So yeah. I don't know. This guy, to me, you're just kind of like, the gender thing is interesting because we've gone down this road on it and, you know, there's some science behind it. And now apparently we're going to take that and we're going to turn it into, yeah, no, what? I'm whatever I want to be. I'm Chinese now, or, you know, I'm 23 years old, or I'm like, apparently this has become a takeoff point for we get to decide who we are and...
You are who we thought you are.
Yeah. Let's crown their asses.
Crown their asses. Yeah, no, to me, buddy, you can't do it. Become a woman.
Yep.
Do that.
Knock yourself out.
I'm sure there's...
You'll still get some swipes.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's some crazy niche market because guys will fuck just about anything. So if you're looking for a little action...
Especially in Amsterdam, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's close. He's just south of Amsterdam. So...
Just south of a lot of things.
Yeah, this is exactly right. So... yeah, get that sex change and you can then.
While you're in there switching out your birth certificate, maybe you can smudge the numbers.
Fill your boots.
Yeah.
Now, you know what?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so interesting and really it's sort of probably the least important thing in the article, but it sort of tweaked me a bit.
It's my favorite part of any article. Find one sentence. I'm like, come on.
Well, that. They said, yes, he's no stranger to coming to loggerheads. Is this the second show in a row that I've said loggerheads? With the municipal government because they wouldn't allow him to name his twins Rolls and Royce. Well, how do you get a say in that?
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, you're an idiot for wanting to do it. But you get to do it. Like, people name their kids after their
favorite
bands. Well, my
kid's name, this kid's name is Royce Rodderblad.
Rodderblad.
And that kid's name is Royce Rodderblad. Like, what do you care?
Right.
Oh, I can't call them Rolls Royce together.
Have you ever walked into a public school and this fucking, the fucking names that are on a bulletin board?
Walker and Texas Ranger?
Sure. Every school now has a Xander. They all start with X. Like, you can name your fucking kid whatever you want and have him hate you in 20 years, probably less than that. But
Bogarts? Xander Bogarts?
Okay. Wasn't sure what we were going to do with that. Yeah. dead presidents and all kinds of things.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Moving that way. Look over there.
Beep. yeah. You know what? I didn't really have a problem with him wanting to do that. I think it's dumb. I know a guy who his middle name is Dallas because his dad loves the Dallas Cowboys. Like,
Wonk.
All right, I guess if that's what you want to do, right? But
yeah, why couldn't you be Herschel or Emmett?
Yeah, because he can't.
Okay. All right.
Certainly not Emmett.
Makes me think of that story Jeff was telling in here. Guy comes in, he goes, and then there's some guy looking like Emmett Smith, fucking my wife. Her making noises like I've never heard before.
Trying to get something out of the bottom of the ketchup bottle.
What is happening in here? Anyway.
Can you sign this, Emmett?
Yeah.
When you're done.
Yeah. I don't care if it's an Aikman jersey. Can you sign it?
Right. last thing here, and there's not a whole lot here, but it maybe is my favorite headline of all time. But the good people of Nevada, and really just one district, county.
And whatever. Really, the good people of the United States of America.
Your system's fucked.
This is what you have become.
Elected a dead pimp in your fucking Senate. Not the Senate, the House.
The Legislative Assembly.
Yeah. So this guy, now apparently.
Dennis Hoff.
Yeah. Owned a brothel.
A string of them. More than one.
Died in early October.
After 4 days of partying.
Good for you, man.
With Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. It was Ron Jeremy who found him, I think.
Heidi Fleiss.
Who's got to be 60?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But yeah, he didn't make it.
No, he didn't. Heidi can still take it out.
Yeah. Take you down.
Yeah. So he dies in mid-October. Is, as we've said, a brothel owner and a fairly well-renowned one. He was on a reality TV show about it.
Right. Did you ever see that show?
I did not.
Okay.
Do you remember what it was called? Because it was in the article, which we'll share at all.
Bunny Ranch
places.
Or the Bunny Cat Ranch House.
The Cat House. There you go. The Bunny Ranch is something different.
I had seen a couple of episodes.
This is who, you know, own the libs. The conservatives of Nevada decided they should elect. The fact that he died was irrelevant. The fact he's a pimp was irrelevant. And I guess he ran a few years ago as a libertarian. Didn't work. And so now. Well, I guess I'll go all in on the...
In the days of Trump, you go, I'm gonna get under that banner.
Go all in on this shit. And so they elected a dead pimp to represent them because that had to be better than whatever the Democrats were running.
And Nevada is... And sorry, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
And Nevada is the only state that allows...
Prostitution.
Legal brothels.
But apparently not in Vegas.
Or Reno.
Or Reno.
Which is surprising.
So, yeah, it's like rural. So what was the Bunny Farm? Bunny Ranch?
The Bunny Ranch was one of them.
I've heard of that one. And it's out in the middle of nowhere, though. Like, apparently you fly into Vegas.
Close to Los Alamos or wherever it is.
Yeah, like, you fly in and they send you vans and shit, right? And you go up, but you can't do it in Vegas or Reno, which is supposed, you know, it's weird. You can do whatever the fuck you
want
in Vegas.
Sin City.
Yeah. But not that sin. No, not that one. But the state has allowed it, but the city.
Yeah, so but there is 20 separate sort of district areas that
sure.
or counties, I believe.
And apparently this one was also one of the ones where they were testing nuclear bombs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, it's down close. It's in an area that's sort of.
Well, they said it borders Utah and California.
And California, yeah. So it's, yeah. Anyways, to me, very intriguing.
Well, only in the sense for me in that I don't ever want to hear again that American elections are the greatest thing in the world. It's just become so tribal that I'm going to vote for this dead pimp instead of
the Democrat. I don't care what – yeah. That same guy as a libertarian.
Yeah. Fuck him.
I don't – forget
but now
it.
Now he's wearing my shirt. Now he's wearing my jersey.
Oh, look at that guy.
Hat. Yeah, I love that guy.
For sure.
He's dead. He's not going to – yeah, fuck. I'm voting for him. Don't care.
Well, and – now, to me, I may just be splitting hairs.
That's what he was doing.
Is a brothel owner really a pimp, or is that just grabbing headlines?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess really you're just a real estate guy, and you don't care what they're doing on your property. The fact that he was on these reality shows would suggest he's pretty involved in the industry.
Well, he owns the place, and he was on site.
Yeah. Right?
But they have a woman there who takes care of the business and
so makes, she's the pimp.
To me, yeah, you're bringing the girls out. Hey, you know what? I'm feeling, you're right.
It is splitting hairs
I'm feeling a little of that tonight. What do you think? Right? But
it's splitting hairs a little, but you own a property, you know what's happening, and you're happy to have it happen. You're running the show there.
For sure.
You can throw them out.
I'm thinking he's just running a business. Small business owner, man.
As far as I knew, they were.
Oh no, I think
it was a laundromat.
I think he's totally. And really, I want to go to a brothel.
Oh, we'll set you up with a microphone.
Okay.
Patreon.com/talkaudio.
A record business.
Right.
You're not interested. Not intrigued in that at all. Legal brothel.
I don't. Not really. I get uncomfortable at strip clubs.
To me, I don't like strip clubs. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to run out to a brothel.
I can't look
either.
At her, but I can fuck her.
Well, because now I mean you got something going on,
right?
I don't have a beer in my hand.
She really likes me. it's not just my 20s.
Yeah, to me, it's a service rendered.
I'm curious about in.
Are you uncomfortable with me asking you about going to a brothel?
No, not at all. I think we've probably talked about – we were, what, fucking dolls in some behind some public school in Toronto a couple of weeks ago.
You were bringing out all your fleshlights, and I had to tell you this is just a – there's not a visual medium here.
Yeah. No, they're all lined up right here on the desk, man, getting ready to move. I got to pack them up and decide which ones are making it to the new studio.
Not good enough,
yeah.
Flick. Not good enough.
What is that on the side? Get that out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
I was reading, I've talked about Jim Norton on this show before. He's a stand-up comedian and he talks about taking trips to Brazil because their brothels are world-renowned. And they're like nightclubs. And he said, you go in and you like check in all your clothes and shit and they give you like a really nice robe. And then you go in and based on whatever you've paid at the door, you get a certain amount of drinks if you want. And he said, it's just full of beautiful women. And they're not there hanging out. They're working there.
Except some of them aren't women.
Probably accurate. And then you go up and you do whatever you want. And he said, there's no competitiveness amongst the men. There's no one. He said, probably because you're all in fucking robes and you don't start duking it out with somebody and you have your unit fall out here.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really, is that a problem for you? Are you concerned with that at all?
No, I'm not concerned.
Okay. Mine's not falling out at all.
No. It'd be great if it would just fall over.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't hang left or right. It just sort of sits there.
Beanbag chair. Yeah.
In its little divot. Come on.
So to me, no, the fact that it's a brothel is I assumed there were brothels in Vegas until reading this article.
Yeah, me too, actually.
If this is legal in your state, why pick and choose your fucking cities? I don't.
Well, and
it's half the deal, right?
This you think it's the whole deal, but he was saying part of it was what made him want to run was them trying to stiffen—no pun intended—laws in regards to legal brothels.
Well, if the Democrat won, yeah, you'd imagine we're going to take away some more freedoms, right?
Yeah,
I want to be able to take my rifle into the brothel.
Yeah, exactly. I want to keep my boots on.
So
no, you can't.
Anyway, we've probably bottomed this fucking episode.
I'm still interested in the brothel, though.
Well, what? Do you just want to see how it works?
Yeah, of course. And again, I'm quite happy. I'm content. I don't need to go out looking for...
But I'm curious about the business, is what you're saying. Like, how does this... etiquette? How nicely is it decorated? Does it look like a 70s?
Who's cleaning the sheets? What's that look like?
Well, I bet in Vegas, if you pay enough, there's some real nice ones. You'd think you were the first one in there, probably.
Right. And so these are all the sorts of things. You know what?
You don't think they do like open house or like just a tour? Like, I don't actually want to touch one of your... Could I just see how this... Can I observe? It's got to be a brothel for that.
Okay. What's the protocol on health checks and all those sorts of things? Because I believe there is.
You think so?
I absolutely do.
You have to bring in like a blood test and a...
Oh, I'm not saying you do.
That they do?
But I don't know.
I bet you.
You think it's the Wild West?
Yeah. Wrap that shit up as tight as you can if you're going in, because who knows what you're... Especially in Nevada, right? Like, the traffic has to be steady.
Yeah, all right. All right. Anyways,
Don't you think?
The traffic is steady.
Like, there are men every weekend flying down to Vegas just to do shit they could never do at home.
Well, for sure. And if I can grab a shuttle,
right,
that takes me from any of the major casinos, probably.
Right from the airport. I think you can have them like any other. The fucking Marriott has a van, and right behind it is the Bunny Ranch.
See, this is all I'm saying is it's intriguing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is
the business of whoring.
All right. And to me, yeah, you go, is it women being exploited? Well, I'm sure there's got to be.
Yeah.
There's got to be guys somewhere.
Sure. I don't know. To me.
All right.
Well, no, this has become a thing for a while now that.
You just go back over there and hit the missionary position, and you'll be fine there, granddad.
There was a story from a bunch of Under Armour executives had had to stop using their company credit card at strip clubs because the female employees were like, hey, can we stop having meetings here? And can we? So the company.
I don't care if there's a hot and cold buffet.
Right. Worst eggs you've ever had in your life.
But honestly, the Caesar salad is way too close to the sausage.
Back in Belleville, where I went to college, where you knew the strip clubs were going to be classy. Every Saturday night that we would go out drinking, there was always the same guy in our group who would go, tomorrow morning, the go-go breakfast, who's with me? And I'll probably go in for that. And you wake up at like 10:30 going, oh, my fucking head. And nobody's going in. But he would go most weeks, sit there by himself, having the world's runniest shitty eggs and stale toast and watching girls who couldn't get on stage on a Tuesday afternoon, let alone Sunday morning.
Here you are at a 10:30 on a Sunday.
Fuck. In Belleville.
While all the most discerning... Right. Patrons are at church.
Yeah, you probably run into Mike Condon there now, but whatever. Well, however it goes, yeah. You know what? It to me is just sort of a. I don't know. Like, we've gotten to this point where, like I said, on the Under Armour thing, women say it's exploitative, it's bad culture, it's bad for the business, but they're women doing it, most of which by their free will, right? Like, is that exploitative? Are you curtailing their rights and their femininity by telling them they can't do it?
As long as you're there of your own volition.
I guess.
Then you know what?
Have at it.
Set the price.
Yep. I guess.
Too much.
All right.
Yeah, that's just right. I'd do that. Anyways, to me,
Let's see if we can set up a field trip.
Okay.
To a brothel. Take your kid to work day.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
And, maybe we'll do a live pod with the madam.
Okay.
We get the madam.
Well, because the other guy's dead. So.
You voted for him, America.
Yeah. Sorry about
That's
that.
That's where you're at, America, is fuck the Democrats. I'm voting for the dead.
Well, see, and really, not only has he gone under the Republican banner, his book was The Art of the Pimp.
Yes.
Very closely mimicking the art of Trump's The Art of the Deal.
Yes. Own the libs, man.
Yeah.
And all the fucking Republican conservative base is all supposed to be, you know, religious and do the right thing. So we need to vote for a dead pimp. Let's fucking, man. Unreal.
It's business. Less government, baby. Business. Less government.
Business.
Don't ask me about my business.
Let's wrap up Audio Whiplash.
Wrap it.
We'll see y'all on the next one.
You want to protect it? Wrap it up.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.